Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It is a brand new week. It is February the 12th. And today we're going to talk about looking for a sign. Did you ever wonder when you pray, when you're trying to discern something, you're asking God, God, give me a sign. Give me a sign. Let me know what I should do, or let me know that you're listening, or let me know that this is going to come true. I mean, there are so many different signs that we could ask for. Well, the question I want to pose today is it okay to ask for a sign? We're going to look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass reading, and this very topic comes up. It's a pretty short gospel, so we should have no problem getting through it. We will do that today. Before we begin, I just want to let you know, so we are 2 days away from Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. And as you may or may not know, if you get my daily email reflection, let not your heart be troubled, today is the day that we switch over to a give up worry for Lent theme. I'm going to do a little preliminary material today, and tomorrow, then Wednesday, we kick into essentially following the book one day at a time. I'm not going to regurgitate what's in the book, but rather I'm going to elaborate on what's in each day's reflection, maybe give you a little inside information, why I chose this particular verse, what my goal is, how it hits me. So I would love to have you follow me through Lent on my daily email reflection. You do that by going to followingthetruth.com and just click on sign up for Gary's daily email reflection, or sometimes the pop-up just shows up when you go to the website, followingthetruth.com. And supply your email address. There is no cost. You will get an email from me once each day. And I would love to walk through Lent with you. So I wanted to make that known. Also, if you have not picked up a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent and you want to, you just go to the website as well, followingthetruth.com. And there's links. I have a books page here. If you go to books, you will find links to all of my books. You can pick up a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. I know Ash Wednesday is 2 days away. But if you get the daily email reflections, I'm going to show you, you'll know the material because I'll be sharing the Bible verse each day with you. So all that can be obtained at followingthetruth.com. And if you have questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, so a couple more days of ordinary time, and then we go into Lent. The gospel from today's Daily Mass, Mark chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Is it okay to ask for a sign? Well, there was a clue in this reading. I wonder if you picked it up. The Pharisees. Now remember, these are the folks that were always out to get Jesus. They were trying to prove him wrong. They were trying to trip him up. They did not believe he was the Messiah. They ultimately wanted to kill him. They did. The Pharisees began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign, okay, from heaven. Why? To test him. That's the key. They weren't looking for a sign for the right reason. They were trying to get a sign from Jesus to test him. They're trying to get him to trip. They were trying to trip him up because they did not believe he was the Messiah. And they were looking for some kind of a sign to see if he really was who he said he was. But here's the problem with them. They weren't open-minded. They weren't willing to let him work and accept him as possibly being sent from God. They were not. Their hearts were closed. During Lent, one of the best things we can do is go into Lent with an open heart and an open mind. Are we willing to let the Holy Spirit guide us and let us know those problem areas that need to be changed? If we are, and we're willing to put in the work and cooperate with the grace that God gives us, this is going to be a great Lent for us. It's okay to ask for a sign, but don't ask for a sign to try to prove that Jesus isn't who he says he is. Ask for a sign to help you get closer to him. Talk to you next time.